Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chaf Ches is shelling nuts and taking off grapes from a cluster on Shabbos. At first glance, if you ask someone, what does that have to do with Daf Kuf Chaf Ches? They might be hard pressed to tell you. However, it comes out from a very important topic on Kuf Chaf Ches Amid Aleph that is not well understood at all. And it's not your fault if you don't understand it. Many of the Achronim have a hard time understanding the sugya also. And that is the sugya on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the appropriate way to eat melilos. Melilos were grains, parched grains, that used to have food, of course, inside the grain itself, inside of the chaff. And we have the opinion of the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, that the only way that you're allowed to take out the melilos, the grain, from its chaff, is if you roll it birashe etzba'osa. Now, that topic leads us to some very important rules about the halachos of dash, threshing on Shabbos. Interestingly, the halachos of molim melilos do not appear in Simin Shin Chaf, which have the halachos of Dash, but rather they appear in Simin Shin Yutes, which are the halachos of Borer, Sif Zayim. And here we have the following halacha. Actually, even Sif Vav and Zayim. Ein molim melilos, you're not allowed to roll out the grain from the chaff. Ela molel b'shinui ma'at b'rosh etzbosav. So that's exactly our daf, Kuf Chaf Ches, as well as the main sugi also appears on Beitza, daf Yud Beis, that you have to do a shinui and roll it out with your fingers. Now, the Mishnah Brura in the Sharet Zion raises in Os Yud Aleph a profound problem in regards to Mol Melilos, which will ultimately lead us to many Halacha L'maisa Shailas in Hilchos Dash. And that is, the Sharet Zion points out that there's something quite strange over here. We all know that Dash is one of the 39 Malachos. Asks the Sharet Zion, and again, we are bringing out what the Sharet Zion asks, it's not explicit, but it's clear to me that this is the Kavana of the Sharet Zion. And this is a big discussion in the Achronim on Beitza, on Daf Yud Beis. If Dash is one of the Yisurei D'Oraisa, and taking out a grain from its chaff is in Iser D'Oraisa. In fact, that was the dash in the Mishkan. Why is it when it comes to Mol Melilos, with a shinui, according to the Chachamim, it would be acceptable? After all, we all know that a shinui cannot make an Iser D'Oraisa mutter. It turns it into an Iser D'Rabbanan if it's a real shinui, but how could it be that the halacha is that it would be mutter if he's doing it b'roshe etzba'osav? The Sharet Zion explains that Rashi holds that this Iser is only midrabanan. This is not the classic dash. The classic dash is when a person takes a utensil, smashes the grain to get out and separate the chaff from the actual grain itself. The grain, of course, is raw, and then one usually mixes it with water and turns it into some type of bread or mazonos. If that's so, over here we're talking about a totally different instance. Here we're talking about a parched grain that was almost eaten as a form of grass, and you took out a little bit of that grass. That only resembles dash. It's not the iser of dash itself. This is Sharet Zion points out as the Shita of Rashi. If that's so, if the whole iser of Molim Lilos, even if you did it in the normal way, was only the iser derabanan, often then we have a shinui which comes around and is matir the Isser D'Oraisa. However, according to the Rambam, it does remain difficult, because the Rambam whole seems to say that the Isser of Molul and Melilos, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sharet Zion Yud Aleph, in Shin Yud Tes, it would seem that it would be an Isser D'Oraisa, even to be Molul and Melilos. At the end of the day, you're doing the same act of threshing, just with a different mechanic, but it's the same act of threshing, and therefore it should constitute an Isser D'Oraisa. And if that's so, the question becomes, how is the Shinui Matir? One of my special Rabbeim from the Smicha program that all of you are familiar with from YU Torah and from Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rab Willig, who I was zoche to learn quite a few things from when I was in Reitz and in the Kol HaElyon, made me aware, and he quotes this in his Sefer, in Amordechai, that the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Yutes Chav Beis and Chav Gimel suggests the following Hezber to the approach within the Shitas HaRambam, and he also applies this LaHalacha, that the Isra of Dash is only if you do something on a level of Doraisa in a mass manner. If you are accomplishing a lot of threshing, that was the way that they would do it. Not so much in the process that we have presented within Rashi, however, it's the manner in which that it is done that you're doing a lot at once. Now, if you're using your hand and not doing it with a shinui, it could very well be that you could accomplish a lot at once. However, if you're doing it per Rosh Hatzpahosav, it no longer is the Isser Daraisa altogether. And since it's not going to be an Isser Daraisa altogether, then with a shinui, the argument goes that it's going to be mutter. Now, what would come out from this is that any time a person is cutting a lot, then automatically there is going to be a shaila of an Isser Daraisa of Dash. It is for that reason that Rabbi Willig Shlita concludes in his Sefer Am Mordechai that separating, therefore, a large cluster of grapes according to this approach might be a problem. There are other tzadim to be makel. However, at the end of the day, he asks, and he leaves off with a tzarech iyun, that maybe there would be a problem removing clusters of grapes. Let's say you had a large cluster of grapes and you separate both of them. Or, it could be, we have to ask Rav Willig this, if you take off a bunch of grapes at once, it could very well be as well that that is something that's considered large and not ma'at ma'at. And then you have a shaila of a doraisa, because that should also be an iser of dash. It's interesting to note that the Egle Tal explains the Rambam a little bit differently in Simin Chavches in Dash, and it happens to be that his Yisod goes beautifully with the Egle Tal's Yisod in Sif Gimel in the Halachos of Dash, which is a very, very important one, and I think in many ways is Masbir so much confusion in the Malacha and gives us a clear Hagdara of Halacha L'maisa, and we're going to see that Rav Wozner used this klal LaHalacha as well. And that is, the Igle Tal suggests that the Isser of Dash is specifically those things that are normal to be done, those Malachos that are normally to be done in the field. If it's normally done in the house, by definition, it's not going to be considered Dash. For that reason, according to the Rambam, it could very well be that the moment you're doing it, Barashi Etzba'osav, then that's not normal in the field. Then that's already considered something along the lines Babayis. Once it's something along the lines Babayis, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it doesn't constitute an Isser D'Oraisa, an Isser D'Rabbanan with a Shinui, hence will be able to be Matir. Halacha L'maisa for Ashkenazim, it could still be that we are machmir by molel melilos, as the Ramah says. And then the Ramah goes on and buttresses the point that the Egle Tal makes and gives us a very clear definition for the Isser of Dash in practical Halacha L'maisa. And the Ramah goes on and says, and for this reason, if we're going to be machmir, then the green shell, says the Ramah in Shin Yutes Sivvav, that appears around a nut, would be prohibited to move on Shabbos. Now, it turns out many of us city boys are not aware that a shell actually has, most nuts have three shells, actually. Number one is it grows on the tree often with a green shell. Number two, think of a walnut, the hard shell. And number three, often there is a thin membrane around the actual nut itself. Let's talk about the outer two shells. The membrane is really not a problem at all. In regards to that, says the Ramah, it's prohibited to take off the green shell. Asks the Igle Tal, what's the difference between green, brown? Why should it make a difference? The Ramah doesn't explain himself. Explains the Igle Tal beautifully that when it comes to the green shell, that's something that was normally taken off Basada. Hence, there's going to be an Isser D'Oraisa of Dash. However, when it comes to the hard shell, so there the hard shell is something that is normally removed. Babayis, hence it's going to be mutter. If we go with the Egle Tal's Mahalach and not like the Aruch HaShulchan, we have now solved that any time that the grapes, it would be normal to separate those grapes, Babayis, there would be no Shaila at all, and one, yes, Yochlu anovim v'yisbo, that there'll be no problem for a person to be able to eat from the grapes, and no need to mitigate and say that if it's a large amount, that it's going to be a problem. Based on this egletal, we also have a clear agdara, many other shilas of dash as well. And that is that if it's normal for a person to shell it only in their house and in their dining room and in their kitchen or even in their living room, the halachi is that it's going to be mutter. However, if we're talking about something that it's normal to be done in the factory, it's going to be usur. If that's so then observes Rav Ozner in his tshuvas, it's clear Rav Ozner went with the egletal. He then observes the following. What would be the halach of shelling nuts? The Ramah said the only problem to shell is the outer green shell that we spoke about before. What about bismanazeh? No problem. Presumably a pistachio nut? No problem to do dash. However, observes Rav Ozner, what would we say about peanuts? Peanuts today, it's very, very common. Most people, if you're like me, if you're getting on the bus and you're getting on the airplane and you'd like to have a little bit of kosher nuts and you have two to choose from and the shelled nuts are not that much more expensive than the unshelled, which one are you going to choose? The shelled. It's very, very common for people today to eat shelled nuts and for manufacturers to make nuts that are already shelled, and therefore the shelling takes place not only in Syria, but the shelling also takes place in the factories. If that's so, then the peanut, says Rav Ozner, according to Egle Tal's Yisod, we have a kula and a chumra. A kula in the sense that anytime it's normal to do in a house, no problem at all, do it normally. You don't need shinuim, you don't need to cheshbin harbe and ma'at, as long as it's normal. But if it's not normal to do it in the house, or it's very common for it to take place in the factory, then it goes back possibly even to a shaila v'daraisa. Therefore, Rav Ozner suggests that shelling peanuts today might very well be in Issa daraisa according to the Igloi Tal. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of eating grapes and shelling nuts on Shabbos as emerges from the yisod of our sugya of molulin melilos, whether you explain like the Aruch HaShulchan or you explain the Rambam that the Shaar HaTzion pointed out very vividly and very clearly, like closer to the lines of the Egletal. A good Shabbos to everyone.